right. Time to jump on the tour. See our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's date, today being the 17th of November. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 474, Byzantine Emperor Leo II died after a reign of only 10 months, having succeeded his maternal grandfather as his grandfather's closest living male relative. The cause of death is officially listed as an unknown disease, but there are rumours he was poisoned by his own mother so that her husband and Leo II's father could ascend to the throne instead. His father did indeed succeed him, but then Leo's maternal grandmother used Leo II's death as an excuse to conspire against his father as well. And you thought your family was going to be hard to get along with this Christmas. Queen Mary I of England died and was succeeded by her half-sister Elizabeth I of England on this day in 1558, beginning what is known as the Elizabethan era. In 1869 in Egypt, the Suez Canal, linking the Mediterranean Sea with the Red Sea, was inaugurated on today's date. 17th November in 1894, H.H. Holmes, one of the first modern serial killers, was arrested in Boston, Massachusetts. Fascinating individual, he had actually built his own apartment block slash hotel filled with hidden rooms and passageways designed so he could move throughout the building in secret, which he supposedly used in his murders. When he was arrested, he confessed to 27 murders, although some of his confessed victims were actually still alive and probably a little bit surprised at the news. Eventually, only 9 murders could actually be verified, and Holmes was executed over one of them, although some pulp magazines of the 1940s claimed he'd killed as many as 200 people. Take that perhaps with a grain of salt. 1939, 9 Czech students were executed as a response to anti-Nazi demonstrations prompted by the death of Jan Opletal. All Czech universities are shut down and more than 1,200 students sent to concentration camps. Since this event, International Students' Day is celebrated in many countries, especially in the Czech Republic. As part of the Vietnam War in 1967, acting on optimistic reports he'd been given on November 13, US President Lyndon B. Johnson told the nation that while much remained to be done, we are inflicting greater losses than we are taking, we are making progress. And in related news to that, on November 17th in 1970, Lieutenant William Calley went on trial for the My Lai Massacre, the Vietnam War mass killing of between 347 and 504 unarmed Vietnamese civilians, men, women and children, by U.S. Army soldiers. In spite of the huge number of U.S. soldiers involved, Calley was the only one actually convicted for slaughtering 22 innocent civilians, for which he served a paltry 3.5 years under house arrest. But gee, I thought Americans were the good guys in all those moving pictures I've seen. There you go. Czechoslovakia in 1989. The Velvet Revolution began when a student demonstration in Prague was quelled by riot police. This sparked an uprising aimed at overthrowing the communist government, which succeeded on December 29. And finally, in some good news, Australian tennis player Leighton Hewitt became the youngest man to be world number one in tennis on November 17th in 2001.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And some very famous birthdays for us as well. Hollywood heartthrob Rock Hudson was born on this day in 1925. Broke a lot of ladies' hearts, that one. Notorious standover man Chopper Reed was born on this day in 1954. Director Martin Scorsese is 75 this morning. Danny DeVito is 73. Drag superstar and host of RuPaul's Drag Race, the fabulous RuPaul, is 57. She looks fantastic for it too. I love that show. I've been binging on Stan lately. Happy birthday, Ru. And Rachel McAdams is 39. Some famous musos. Gene Clark of the Byrds was born on this day in 1944. Canadian singer-songwriter Gordon Lightfoot is 79. Martin Barr, guitarist for Jethro Tull, is 71. Kate Sobrano is 51. Happy birthday, Kate. Ronnie DeVoe of New Edition is 50. Glenn Richards of Augie March is 45. Isaac Hansen, one of the three brothers of Hansen. Man, they were very big at one point. He's 37 this morning. No bop today, though. We're going out on this one instead. Going out to Jeff Buckley, the Californian musician who drowned at only 30 years old. He was born on this day in 1966. Son of Tim Buckley, who also died much too young. Jeff only released one studio album before his death, Grace, back in 1997. From that album, this is the heartbreaking cover of Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah. Taking us out on this day in history, the 2SER 107.3.
Was how to shoot somebody who walked to you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.